Well, Congress is on a recess like no other. Lawmakers could be away from Capitol Hill for the foreseeable future because of the coronavirus. Like a lot of Americans, they are working from home, trying to deal with this life in a new normal. And now they are under pressure to help voters in their districts get the economic relief they so desperately need. Here's NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales.
Before Congress left for an extended recess, it approved a historic $2.2 trillion coronavirus response bill. They may not return to Capitol Hill until April 20th or longer, thanks to the pandemic. Now, their days are a blur of phone calls and video conferences.
Quite honestly, this is the least recess I've ever seen, even if you would call it a recess.
That's Representative Scott Perry, a Pennsylvania Republican. Members of Congress are translating how the new aid will help their districts, as well as launching new legislative efforts and negotiating the crisis for constituents, and all mainly from home.
Your home is your office. It never ends.
He, like other lawmakers, are getting inundated with questions about the coronavirus response bill and pleas for help from people who are struggling. Recently, Democratic Representative James Clyburn and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham joined AARP on a phone call to talk with voters in South Carolina.
Are retirees going to get any of this money?
Being a retiree will not keep you from collecting the check.
Yeah, let me just add to that. If you're breathing and you make under $75,000, you're going to get a check.
It's just one of many events House legislators and senators are hosting to try and stay in touch. Recently, Representative Mary Gay Scanlon had a different kind of call with residents in her district.
When are we going to go back to school?
Oh, good question.
This virtual town hall was a first for the Pennsylvania Democrat, who took in questions from children of all ages. Scanlon says she's having to find new creative ways to connect with constituents. This event was one to help parents occupy kids who are stir-crazy at home. It's all part of her 10-hour days, where she now hosts meetings on social media platforms instead of her office.
Really just trying to manage information flow and push out as much useful information as we can.
For example, Perry, the Pennsylvania Republican, hosted a teletown hall recently with a therapist who has specialized in trauma. Here's Dr. Shauna Springer answering a question on how to support friends who lose loved ones right now.
What I would say is that we have to create closure by coming together as we can as a community.
Perry said the event drew thousands of participants.
On almost every single one of these calls, we've been at max capacity and people still are seeking more information.
With most legislators back in their districts adhering to stay-at-home orders, they say their challenge now is keeping pace with tremendous demand for help during a pandemic. Scanlon says Congress is forced to figure out how to work in new ways.
It has been really amazing to see how much people are getting done without having to meet face to face. I'm sure there will be lingering changes to how we do business after this.
For now, these strategies are the best way of learning what relief voters want or need when lawmakers return to vote on the next coronavirus bill. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.